Buenos días.
Buenos días.
Oh, that's good. Buenos días. Good morning. Everybody know uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. Yeah. Yeah, my friend, they say, Mario, I know English. Yeah, Taco Bell, burrito, chimichanga, you know, tostada. I like enchiladas. My wife enchiladas is very good. And tacos and a lot of Mexican food. And one of the things, when I came to America permanent, it was in 1998, I remember, September. And next year, I remember, and was my question, why in America, the Latinos, they celebrate Cinco de Mayo, you know? But Cinco de Mayo means not Independence Day in Mexico. Through the years, you know, I don't understood why, you know, in America we celebrate Cinco de Mayo. The Independence Day in Mexico is September 16. This is Independence Day, like July 4 in America, you know. But world, they have different views, different things, you know. But how the Bible is teaching to us, it's only one direction. It's only one plan, and it is God. This morning, you see only my wife and my daughter, you know, my other kid, they're growing. And I talked with somebody when we moved here in 2004 to Carlisle, from Nebraska to Carlisle. I have my three kids. They come with us. They came with us to the church, to everywhere we went, you know. But today we only have my daughter Elizabeth and my wife. You know, they the other growing. But the life is blessing. And one of the good news I want to share with you is about for how many years? 8 years in our church. A lot of couples came our church in Des Moines. And mostly this couple, they live it together. You know, a lot of Latinos, you know, they live it together. And this is normal in our society, but not here, you know. Here is different. And I push hard and work hard with this couple. And we reduce from 54% living together to 4% the last 8-9 years. It's hard work to convince this couple. Because the society, they go this way to opposite to who is him, his plan. And I want to talk about a life blessed by God. This is the point I want to talk about. How our society today is completely opposite direction to the direction of him. And that only not, I'm talking about only couples living together. We have a lot of issues, but not, we have a lot of issues inside in the churches. You know, and this is the top point. How we want to work in the future. How we want to follow the God direction. And complete the world go the opposite direction to him. And this is, I choose this title, you know, a life blessed by God. And when I use Noah history, this great faithful man, how follow and obedient him, completely opposite to his generation. And in the Bible, in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, you see, when I was maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I read no problem, but today I need to do this, you know. And Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, you see, the Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. You see the word evil all the time, but what's here? The problem of our society is here. It's the same, the problem of the society of Noah. In the next verse, 6, the Lord was grieved that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain. So the Lord said, I will wipe making how I had created from the face of the earth, men and animals and creatures that move along the ground and birds of the air, for I am grave that I have made them. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful morning. Thank you for this beautiful weather, Lord, and thank you for this wonderful truth. Give it to us. Lord, we pray this morning, you preach, not me. You talk, not me. And you show who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, raise your hand. How many have 25 years married? Woohoo! Praise God. When I make that question in our church, I think it's only one or two. But you know, this is good point. You show who you are. Not necessarily you need to put a name here, I am a Christian or I am believer, you know. But your actions show to the people in who you believe. How you talk, how you live. And this is the way God, he want a blessing in our life when we live on his name. We live on his directions. And a life blessed by God. You know, the culture in Noah times is similar to our culture. You know, our culture, they push down. In our society average, and I want to talk about my culture, Latino, they don't want to project in 10 years. They don't want to see in 5 years. They only want to live this moment. Feel me good. You know, that's it. This is the reason the politicians, they follow that directions. But this is how our society go in that direction. This is exactly how Noah's society. In a God, he want a blessing our life, but we have traps on the road. We have some people, they prefer possessions. You know, I talking with my wife yesterday, we had some time free, and I said, where you want to go, honey and daughter? And they don't want to go no place. And my daughter, she want to go one place, but it was too late. And I said, why not go and see the boat? And my wife, she said, why you want to go and see the boat for fish? You never want to buy a new boat. It's true, honey. But only I want to go and see, you know, and touch, you know. What is the problem with that? The problem with that is because $20,000 or $15,000, there is the problem. And I understood, but finally we went almost IC and touch. You know, some people, they have his garage completely full of stuff. Some people, they want each new toys, you know. But in reality, this is one of the traps in our life. God, he want a blessing in my life. The other traps in our life maybe is tempting shortcut, moral shortcut, financial shortcut. I'm explaining our Latino church in the morning, and I say, guys, when you go to Walmart or any store, you want only buy for a gallon of milk, but you see all the special they have, 50% off and 70% off, and you want to buy. So all these kind of things, they push to us, go too far from the blessed of God. In the book of Genesis, between chapter 6 to 9, you can find all the history. One man, he went completely opposite to his complete generation, you know, was Noah. Noah, he one preferred, decide, follow God than his society, completely society. It's only in that time one man, he decide, follow him and his family, his wife, his kid. And I want to talk about 3 points important in our life, how God, he blessing our life. And the first point is there to be different than our culture. In the book of Genesis, chapter 6, verse 12, when God, he saw the corruption of the earth, he saw how the heart of the people is only evil. God, he know that. You know how many generations from Adam and Eve, from Noah? It's 10 generations. And the Bible says how this corrupt people was in only 10 generations. In Luke chapter 17, verse 28, this Bible, they said, look, before Jesus came, the society is coming evil. You understand that point? Before Jesus came. And in the next verse of the Bible, you can read Genesis chapter 6, verse 8. In this darkness, in the Noah time, God, he see one light, bright, stronger, with integrity, with faith. Who was? Noah. He was the man. God chose him for his plan. God's blessing him for his plans. The second thing, if we want a blessing life from God, we need to listen God's voice, not voice of doubt. You know, Noah Ark was a big, big, big boat. You know, a lot of animals. And our Latino convention for next year is in Nashville, Tennessee. And north to that, from there is 3 hours and a half. It's Kentucky, where is the Noah Ark Museum. And I planning to push our congregation, you know, make another garage, yeah, from here, whatever. And bring these people to there, to this museum. You know, the big boat of Noah Ark. And we planning to do that. And I hope in God we can make it for next year. But are you realize these guys, Noah, his kid, when they came back from the school and they talked with his daddy, daddy, why you build that big boat in front of our yard? Our teachers and friends in the school, they said, oh, your father, he's a ridiculous guy. Why he do that? You know, the pressure of Noah, you know, about for build that boat? In Hebrew chapter 11, verse 7, Noah, he do all this kind of thing for one reason, because he trust in him. He believe in him. No matter what the society they said, no matter the society they do, his faith is in God was his direction. In Hebrew chapter 11, verse 7, he said again, he trust in God. You know, when people, we cannot see the future, it's because we focus in our problems. When the people divorce, You know, when they come with me and they decide divorce, and mostly high percentage, they say, no, Mario, it's his fault. No, it was her fault. So they fight all the times. But in reality, why we cannot see the future is because the fear is in our heart. Because when we have the love of God, what happened with the love of God in our life? They push away, out our fears. The love of God is stronger than anything in this world. Two weeks ago, we had the Latino meeting in Dallas, Texas, for organized the Latino convention in Nashville, Tennessee for next year. And the president from Colegio Biblico in Eagle Pass, Texas, I drove from him from Dallas to the border, and I slept in his house. The next day, we crossed the line. So he don't charge me. You know, I put a ride. Hey, can you give me a ride? You know, I'm planning all this kind of stuff. I went to spend one day with my brother fishing in one of the dams in Mexico. And when we finished the fishing, was around maybe 10, 9 p.m. And next day, 6 in the morning, I drove from the dam in that part of Mexico to the town where I need to take my bus for turn back to the border. And was 6 in the morning. Nobody was in the highway. But before I drove that morning, we was in the dam and came very strong, windy, and rain. And I'm asking, Jesus, where are you? I remember Peter, you know, when he went in the water. And same time when I was and drove in that road alone, only myself, 6 in the morning, completely dark. You know, that area is a lot of cartels. People live there or work and operate in that areas. But, you know, in my heart, I say, Lord, you are with me yesterday. You are with me today. And, you know, another people, they cannot make it because they feel fear. Everybody, we feel fear, but when the love of God is in your heart, your wife, your kid, they can trust you. This is happening in Noah times. His wife, his kid, they trust in him. You see how powerful is God's love? And if we want to receive God's blessed, the third thing I said in this sermon, do exactly what God tells you. Do exactly what God tells you. Noah, he not only hear God or listen to him. Noah, he put action in his faith. You know, everybody go to church, but we need to put action in our faith. A lot of people is scared today in Mexico, here, around the world. You know, when Doug Raymond, he promoted the Israel trip, and some people is scared, you know, they don't want to go to Israel because they are scared, you know. But, you know, in my life, if we die wherever we need to die, you know, the best place for us is the heaven. This is our hope, guys. Maybe in America, is in a few years it's finished. You know, a lot of good things. But this is not our hope. It's the same direction with Noah. Noah, he believed in him. And Noah, he want to do exactly God tell him. And he built the Noah Ark. Because in Genesis chapter 6, verse 9, Noah, he lived in God's obedience. He lived in that way. And you think so it's difficult for you to live in that direction? I know we have struggles. We have difficult moments. Saint Noah, when he built that Ark Noah, no Home Depot, no Menards, but he made it, you know? Sometimes we do the right thing we do, but sometimes happening in our life, Abraham and Sarah, God, he said, Abraham, I want to give to you one son. And what Sarah, she did. Different. And came Ishmael. I have a brother, his name is Ishmael. But he's a good man, he's not a bad guy. But, you know, God said to Noah, Noah, this is the dimension of the ark. And Noah, he followed that dimension, he built the ark in God's plans. So we need to do that way. We need to do our faith in God's direction. And the last point I want to mention to you this morning is, if you want God bless your life, never give up on the dream God has given you. Never quit. If you turn the television, internet, or a lot of media, the sad part, they want to kill your God dreams in your life. Yes or not? If you read the newspaper, they want to put in your life fears. Yes or not? It's true. If you listen to politicians, it's the same way. Why not listen to him? Why not live from him? Noah's faith was a strong faith, completely different to his society. And everybody I know, you know, 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. God, he tried to find people he want to bless, like Noah. We need people like that. We need leaders like Noah. We need pastors. We need elders. We need leaders in our society like him. This is the direction God, he won. This is God, he teach to Noah. And this is how God teach to us. I believe Jesus coming. But between this moment and that moment, God, he want to bless your life. Amen? Amen? God bless you, brothers. Thank you for everything. God bless you.